Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
Well, I think let's maybe look at the mining industry as a whole and look at some of the trends that are in that space. What is the state of mining in South Africa currently? I mean, I've spoken to some experts, you know, in earlier years, and their perception was that mining in South Africa was definitely on a downward turn. And yes, you know, the current commodity prices have changed the trajectory slightly. But I mean, is that still the case, or is mining on the up and up in South Africa?
Look, in overall, it's slightly on the downturn, but depending on which commodities you're looking at, there is still some opportunities that obviously you look at. You know the challenges that currently coal is facing, and obviously with all, you know, the environmental issues and all of the papers that get presented with regards to it, there's obviously some challenges there. But it doesn't mean that coal is not thriving, because we still need electricity currently. The new technology is not yet fully implemented. We're still a long way to go with regards to that. You look at your other commodities, maybe manganese, maybe iron ore, there's still a lot of opportunities that talks to that. All right? So that is still rising at the moment through, but also that is linked with international markets. So obviously everything is properly linked. So there is opportunity through, although, you know, quite limited opportunities, but there is opportunities. It's not all doom and gloom at this stage.
Well, let's talk about what tips do you have or bits of advice for prospective entrepreneurs who want to enter the mining space and want to start their own venture in mining. How should they go about it? Which parts of the mining sector should they target? And where should they reach out for assistance?
Look, that's a very difficult question. My simple answer to it would be, first thing, I think one needs to look at your own passion first. What are you passionate about as an entrepreneur? What makes you to thrive? All right, to what you look forward to. So because it's very important that you go into something that you enjoy doing. All right, so that's point number one. Number two is that obviously as soon as you found it, then obviously you need to look and say, if your interest is in the mining space, what in the mining space do you want to specialize in? Because you need to specialize in something. You know, we need to cut away with this thing of everyone or people that are jack of all trades, because you end up then not doing anything. So you need to look at something that you're going to, you know, that you're passionate about, that you're going to specialize on, that you're going to have expertise in terms of advising and helping your clients, that your clients cannot do that particular work themselves. They will need you to come in and come help them with that particular work. So that's very important. As I said, I mean, there's a number of opportunities. Mining, there's a lot of things in terms of mining, if you look at the mining scope, from pit to port, there's a lot of opportunities too that talks with regards to that. So it's all about the entrepreneur or the business person, what they're passionate about and what they want to do through. And then obviously they need to make sure that they concentrate on that.
What does the future for mining as an industry look like as an expert in the industry?
Look, the future in the interim for mining is it's not as bad as some people make it to seem, although it's not that gloomy, as I've mentioned earlier, but it's not that bad. There's still a future in terms of mining. There's a future that needs to be explored. There's also markets, new markets that need to be explored through that are currently not necessarily tapped into.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.